Every day brings new U.S.-led bombardments on Islamic State positions in Iraq and Syria. But Washington is unusually quiet as lawmakers campaign across the country ahead of midterm elections in November.
I bring the Congress back.
House Speaker John Boehner says President Barack Obama does have authority to order military strikes against the Islamic State, also known as ISIL. But he says Mr. Obama should request a broad authorization from Congress.
The president hasn't done that. He believes he has authority under existing resolutions to do what he's doing.
You don't agree?
I think he does have the authority to do it. But the point I've been making is that this is a proposal that the Congress ought to consider.
That point was echoed weeks ago by the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez.
Temporary and targeted airstrikes in Iraq and Syria fall under the president's powers as commander-in-chief. But if the military campaign lasts for an extended period of time, which I gather it will, it is my belief that Congress will need to approve an ISIL-specific authorization for the use of military force.
Earlier this month, lawmakers approved one component of the president's military plan, equipping and training moderate Syrian rebels. The administration says Congress is free to do more on its own. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Do it. Pass it. We'd love to have you do it. But we're not going to get stuck in the situation when we have the authority of not exercising our authority to do what we believe we need to do to protect the country.
But absent a formal presidential request, Congress is unlikely to reconvene until after the November elections. Meanwhile, the air campaign continues. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
Along with France, we've conducted over 200 airstrikes in Iraq against ISIL and in support of Iraqi forces. With our Arab partners, we've conducted 43 airstrikes in Syria.
Hagel noted that a growing number of NATO allies announced their intention to participate in the effort to weaken and ultimately destroy the Islamic State. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.